Thank you for joining us for Life in Taxes with tax attorney Andrew Foster of Harvell and Collins Attorneys at Law.
Because I'm the tax man.
Call now with your tax questions at 252-222-4848.
I want to welcome Andrew Foster from Harvell and Collins and our Thursday Life in Taxes. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning, Mike.
Perfect timing. Life in Taxes on Thursday, about 12 hours ago, we had Life in Taxes with President Joe Biden.
That's right.
A lot of takeaways from that. Familiar terms that listeners over the years have heard, loopholes, fair share, and we're only going to tax the rich. At some point, I think we all become rich in their eyes.
There you go. Where's the line that we're going to say you're rich or not rich?
Yeah.
And I do want to get into one particular aspect of what he said last night and how it'll affect, I believe, you know, pretty much every American. So we'll get into that. But you know, the big thing is that the proposal was outlined. We said it was coming. This was a $1.8 trillion proposal. Called the American Families Plan.
That's a nice title.
Yeah, and this comes off the heels of a $2.3 trillion, you know, infrastructure proposal, and then another $2 trillion proposal that's already been passed
and signed, yeah,
and signed into law. So you're right in the $6 trillion price tag for these types of actions. And you know, we've talked about before. We've got one that became law. We've got one that's we now have two that are proposed.
Yeah.
And they have to figure out how they're going to try to get these things passed with slim majority in the House, and then a 50-50 Senate.
Mm-hmm.
So the devil's going to be in the details, as we always say, Mike, relative to this. But again, I think the president even said it last night. I put this proposal out because this is where the conversation needs to start.
Start high.
Yeah.
Start real high.
So he has started, and he has put his proposal out. And basically, the major takeaways, and I really want to get into one aspect of this because it affects estate taxes, which I know a lot of our listeners and, you know, and obviously Harvell and Collins, very close to home and trying to do estate tax planning. So we'll get into that and what it looks like under this plan. But the bullet points are, is there'll be an increased tax rate from 37% to 39.6% on the top bracket. Capital gains will be taxed at ordinary rates. So right now they got preferential treatment, at 20%. They'll be taxed at 39.6% for individuals making over $1 million. And then this is the one that I really want to get into, which is taxes accrued on gains in excess of $1 million at death. So what happens is we're going to eliminate the step up in tax basis. So we'll talk about what that means relative to estate taxes. And by eliminating the step up in tax basis, we are also going to deem every asset over $1 million in your estate is sold, and then taxes need to be paid on that, on those sales. So before it was, you know, when you inherit something, you didn't really recognize, if as long as you were under the estate tax thresholds, you didn't recognize gain for income tax purposes until assets were actually sold.
Mm-hmm.
But here we are with a deemed sale that's going to occur under this Biden plan. So that's what I really want to focus in on today, is that aspect of it. And right now, you know, tell you what the law is, which is the law relative to estate tax is, we've talked about the exemption levels are quite high, $11.7 million. You escape estate tax for individual,
right?
You know, so that's very, very high, $22.4 million for couples. But the big thing about this, Mike, is that we have step up in tax basis. So you know, we've talked about this before, how right now it's a very good time for individuals to die with assets, because if you die with assets that are under the estate tax threshold. So we don't want to get them out of your estate. We want to keep them in your estate.
Mm-hmm.
So we get what's called step up in tax basis. All right. Classic example of that is that you know, you've bought a stock for $1.
Right.
It's worth $100 at your death. If you die and leave that in your will to your son or daughter, that $99 of gain goes poof. And that individual inherits the step up basis at $100. And then if he turns around and sells that stock at $100, he pays
$0
in any gain on that particular stock. So it's a very good thing. It's one of those things where a lot of clients come see us, Mike, and say, hey, I want to give my beach house to my child. I want to, you know, give this stock to my grandchild. I want to do this. And a lot of times what we're saying is, do you really want to do that? Because look at what we could do if you do this as a testamentary gift, something you leave through your estate, versus giving it right now, because the rule on gifts, Mike, is what's called carryover basis. So going back to my example of the $1 or $100 example, if I gave that stock to you the day before I died, you would get my basis in that, which is the $1.
Right.
And you turn around and sell it the next day for $100, that $99 gain, which would have gone poof if I would have left it to you in my estate, now has to be realized and recognized by you on your tax return, and you're paying, you know, whatever rate you're at,
right,
relative to that gain. So it's so important. This basis planning has been just such an important aspect of estate planning for us at Harvell and Collins for the last several years. And now we're about to throw a monkey wrench into it, because the plan that Biden has proposed is the elimination of step-up basis. Mm-hmm. So what that means is that all the assets that you have in your estate are now going to be taxed as carryover basis. So basically, whatever you bought that asset for,
that $1 stock that appreciates to $100, you're on the hook for $99.
So there you go, $99. And then not only that, any asset that exceeds $1 million is going to now be deemed to have been sold by the heir. So it doesn't matter whether you sell it or not. It's going to be deemed to have been sold, and therefore tax is going to be owed on those assets at death as a realization and recognition event.
Like a death tax.
Yeah. So, you know, it's kind of weird, because a lot of times what I'm telling my clients right now is you're in control. You know, you can decide whether or not you want to sell this asset. Do you want to sell this piece of real estate? Do you want to sell, you know, this stock? What do you want to do relative to assets that you've inherited? Because right now, you know, you're sitting in a good position, because you don't owe estate tax, mm-hmm. and you don't owe tax until you actually sell these particular assets. So you're the boss.
You're driving the ship.
Now, that's not going to be the advice we're going to be able to give people, Mike, in these particular situations, because if this does pass, I'm probably going to have to advise a lot of my clients, you're going to have to sell this asset to generate cash to pay the tax bill, because it's deemed to have sold if you don't sell it.
Yes.
And then you get into all of the issues that underline that. You know, that $1 million exemption, how are you going to be able to allocate assets relative to that $1 million mm-hmm. exemption? You know, high basis versus low basis assets. So obviously, you know, if you want to save on the tax in this deemed sale, you want all those low basis assets, which have high built-in gains, mm-hmm. to be allocated under that $1 million so that they're not deemed to have been sold. Businesses, you know, family businesses out there, farms, things like that that are going concerns, mm-hmm. you know, and valuing those and deeming them to be sold. There's mention in the fine print of this. Well, as long as you keep running the business, we're not going to deem that asset to be sold. Again, Mike, devil's in the details on this.
Right.
Because it only takes one little
change in the language.
Yeah, change in the language, mm-hmm. regulation, an amendment, whatever it might be, to all of a sudden have penal, you know, when someone dies and there's a business out there, does that business just have to shut down, or do we have to sell that business immediately to generate cash to pay tax?
You know,
I mean, we've opened up with this particular proposal. I mean, just a can of worms where it is going to get very, very interesting, you know, from number one, a planning perspective about how do we try to plan around some of this that's going to be codified potentially. And then number two, on the back end, how do we administratively deal with this, with the situation and the assets that we have for our clients, and advise them on what to do relative to, you know, again, asset by asset, highly appreciated assets, low appreciated assets. What are we going to advise them to sell? How are we going to handle real property? How are we going to handle businesses, going concerns? And it's going to get, you know, again, I think it's going to be fine points, and it's going to be get to your lawyer's office immediately.
Yeah.
If this thing gets passed, to figure out what do we need to do, what action do we need to take right now. Is there anything we can do under the existing law? Because there hasn't been timelines put in on when they're going to actually announce this and put this into place. I mean, there's been rumors that it'll be at the beginning of next year, so the start of 2022, but that hasn't been formally announced yet. And it really does just, it puts the onus on individuals to start the planning process early.
Yeah, and this current administration wishes to have an ignorant society where they don't understand what they're proposing out there, and that's why you need to have counsel with someone such as Andrew Foster. You can do that by calling 252-726-9050 or go online to harvellandcollins.com, because everything you just described there, Andrew, the $1 share going up to $100, that's the law. Mm-hmm. They, in Washington terms, what you just described there is a loophole, and that's what they're trying to close, the loophole, which is you're going by the tax code. The way they write it, that's how you advise your clients. But in Washington speak, they're feeling like you're giving an advantage to the taxpayer, but you're abiding by the tax code. And I'll say this too, and you can appreciate this. I know history's littered with examples that you just described. The Washington Redskins are the classic example. When Jack Kent Cook died, his family couldn't afford to inherit the team. They had to pay the taxes on it. Mm-hmm. Daniel Snyder walked in and bought the team because their family couldn't afford the taxes on it.
Exactly.
You really got to be cautious and keep your ear to the ground, because the other thing too, you mentioned the year 2022, that's the midterms. That's why they're racing with such speed in D.C. to get this stuff ramrodded
through. And you got to remember, they got a parliamentarian ruling that says that they can pass through budget reconciliation, which is how these things are going to get passed, because they know they can't get 10 Republicans in the Senate to support what he announced last night.
Yeah.
So they said they can do it multiple times, multiple bills.
And they will.
So here we go. We've got two bills on the table. What are they going to look like when they hit the president's desk? Because it looks like, based upon what he said last night, it's full speed ahead.
It's full speed ahead. And rich are going to pay their fair share. No, everybody's going to pay. Watch your wallet and call Andrew Foster today, 252-726-9050. Go online to harvellandcollins.com. Thank you, Taxman.